Yep.
I want to be a little embarrassed that that's in my top 100.
I don't think you can be.
But it's kind of a great song.
It's fantastic. What else was? What else were we gonna end on?
Yeah, that was Santeria.
Yeah.
By Sublime.
Yep.
I saw them in concert with my family once, but it was before, like, I don't know, I was pretty young, so I didn't really know any Sublime songs.
Yeah.
And we left before Santeria. And now I didn't know Santeria at the time, but like later on in high school, that was like my favorite song.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of mad that I never saw it.
Hey, don't live in the rearview mirror, you know? Don't think about what could have been.
Don't give me advice.
And in that vein, I forgot to pause my shuffle, so my laptop was playing a certain song on silent, and I'm presented with a dilemma here.
What's your dilemma?
Is it in earnest? Is it in the theme of the show? Is it valid to know the song that's coming, know how embarrassed I should be, not be as embarrassed as I know that I should be, and play it? Or, alternatively, do I skip it?
No, it's definitely a dilemma.
Right. It just questions the integrity and, like, the earnest.
Right. I think the thing to remember is just the importance of being earnest.
Wait, let me stop you right there, because, like, the whole thing with this dilemma is that I'm kind of struggling with, like, how to preserve the importance of being earnest within this.
Well, and I mean, the key, I think, to this and to life, dare I say it,
sure,
is just to be earnest and to remember the importance of it.
No, and we should make clear that this does span out towards the greater good.
Yeah.
Which, like, what's greater than the goodness of the importance of being earnest, you know, in everyday life?
Nothing. I mean, the only thing that could be would be the importance of, well, being earnest.
Yeah. So this is Mad as Rabbits by Panic at the Disco. Yeah. We're off the rails. It's 11. It's 10:03. I mean,
we can swear now, guys.
We can absolutely cuss. Crud.
Dang.
All right.
Bushels of bad habits. Who can ask for any more? We must re-hit that love. Re-hit that love. Re-hit that love.
All right.
Panic at the freaking disco.
Whoa. Risque.
Have you ever had a panic attack at a disco?
I can't say that I have yet. If I ever go to a disco, I will.
100% immediately.
Yeah, I won't even get
while
to the door.
In line.
Yeah. All right. I'm kind of freaking out right now thinking about it. Actually.
Nightmares.
Yeah.
Let's see what comes up next for my top songs.
Frankly, for yours.
He had a rainy day.
All right.
Inspiration Information by Sharon Jones and the Daft Kings.
It's a great one.
I overplayed that this year for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
It's a great song.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun to hear it again.
All right. Got one more? One more each? Something? I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll just keep it going.
We'll see.
As soon as that one came on, I turned to Silas and I said, "Are you proud of me because you turned me on to Krungbin?"
I turned you on?
To Krungbin, let the record show. It's not that late.
I turned you on with Krungbin in the background.
All right. We shared a room and not much else, okay?
We're going to a Krungbin concert in the spring.
We totally are, if I'm around for a spring break.
Right, I forgot that asterisk.
There is a crux.
If Eli's not around for spring break, who wants to go to a Krungbin
show
with
one
me?
Lucky caller.
First caller gets to go to a Krungbin show.
Yeah, for free, right? Yeah.
First caller absolutely gets to do acid with me at Krungbin.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Mom and Dad.
Whoa. Holy shit.
I'm kidding.
Holy shiz. Okay. That was White Gloves by Krungbin, we should say. That was not just a tangent. I mean, it was a tangent. It was objectively, decidedly a tangent. Okay. You want to hit us with one more for the road? And then after that, I guess you can, like, we don't want to take a call, but you can just, like, silently, like, judge, like, who had a sadder year.
Yeah. Yeah, or, DM us if you know us.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell us who has a sadder year.
Sadder year. You could also
tell you if you're right or wrong.
Yeah, and we do know. Right.
There's still time left in the year.
There's ample time.
Yeah.
To be sad as shit about it, you know.
It's usually how I get around the holidays.
Yeah.
Sad as shit. Kidding.
All right.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Yeah, this is an interesting tone that we
I don't know what the tone is.
Sort of, like, shouldered into.
We hit 10 p.m. and we don't even know what to do.
We're going absolutely crazy in here. Someone come save us. All right, what have you got?
We'll find out. know, we should say why there was a little weirdness at the beginning there. So I hit, you know, shuffle to the next song, and I'm on Fire by Bruce Springsteen came up, which was my second most listened to song this year. I freaking love that song.
Yeah.
But we thought that we already played it.
Yeah.
Because we originally had it on the playlist for songs we've been too afraid to play.
And then we got into all that bear talk.
Oh my god, that's right. It was because of the...
It was the goddamn grizzlies.
It was about the grizzlies.
Yeah.
So we ended up cutting it. And so we skipped it this time because we thought we already played it. Turns out we never actually played it.
Whoops.
So maybe sometime we'll play that because it's one of my favorite songs.
That was easy.
Absolutely don't do the sound effects with your voice.
Then have the soundboard, right? We played like two ever. We'll come back with it in the next calendar year. Which, I guess, takes us to a send-off, doesn't it?
I guess so.
Yeah. There's a chance we'll be back at a random time in the coming week.
Yeah, we're gonna be out looking for subs.
Yeah, someone will not be able to make their time and we'll try to fill in that slot. But there's no banking on that.
Yeah.
So, this might be the last time probably will be the last time we talk to you guys on a Tuesday night until...
Cry.
Yeah. Frankly, tearing up.
I'm frankly going to shed a tear.
Yeah.
We'll be back next semester.
We'll be back next semester. You are listening to...
Oh my god.
No. Sorry. Yeah. No, this has been a blast. And
yeah.
We're very glad we were able to secure this time. We're having a real great time doing it.
Yeah, we just need to volunteer a little bit more so we can hold on to this time.
Yeah. Which, like, let's just call this volunteering. No,
We're covering for Uncle Sam right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, Uncle Sam, where are you?
Show up, Uncle Sam.
But actually, don't. So we can
right.
do this. But tell us you're not going to come, or that you don't exist.
I'm so curious.
Yeah, and if somehow... No. Yeah.
And you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM. We'll be right back.
screen door slams, Mary's dress waves. Like a vision, she dances across the porch as the radio plays. Roy Orbison singing for the lonely. Hey, that's me, and I want you only. Don't turn me home again, I just can't face myself alone again. Don't run back inside, darling, you know just what I'm here for. So you're scared and you're thinking that maybe we ain't that young anymore. Show a little faith, there's magic in the night. You ain't a beauty, but hey, you're alright. Oh, and that's alright with me. You can hide with your covers and study your pain. Because your lover's stars is in the rain. Waste your summer praying in vain for a savior to rise from these streets. Well, now I'm no hero, that's understood. Or addiction I can offer girls beneath this dirty hood. With a chance I'll make it good somehow.
Have you ever lost a cat? And have you ever wanted to get your cat back after you lost it? Hi there, I'm Andrew Hoffman. I went on this website called InventNow.org. Then I decided to make an invention of my own. It's called the Lost Cat Magnet Invention. So you can get your cat back after you lost it. Just turn it on, and lost cats stick to it. That's a good cat. If your cat was hiding up in a tree, it won't be up a tree anymore. It will be stuck to the lost cat magnet. And sometimes they fly toward you in the air. Just listen to one satisfied cat. See, that's proof. You should go to the InventNow.org website too. But just remember one thing, don't do a lost cat magnet.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions or just play some games at InventNow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Girls out of sight, yeah. Said she loved me, yes, yes, she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. She got the way to move me, cherry.
She got the way to prove me. She got the way to move me,
cherry, baby.
She got the way.
Tis the season for sleigh rides and snowflakes, time for presents and wishes come true. Tis the season for cookies and fruitcakes, if only they all came with you. Tis the season for parties and singing. See the shimmering frost on the dew. 'Tis the season for bells all a-ringing, if only they all came with you. The lights all seem dimmer, the air so much colder. With you far away, there's less joy to be found. My arms are so empty, I feel so much older, and it's hard to chime in to the spirit about. for feasting and laughing the whole evening through. 'Tis the season for love, so I'd so much rather be spending my season with you. Spending my season with you.
You said, remember how we Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
91.5 WMFO.
I still think I love you.
All right.
Troy Green.
Can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. And it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with with only two. And when I hurt, burden runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Warm, touching warm, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
You are listening to WMFO in Medford.
You